Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In our view, the lawfulness of autonomous weapon systems could be considered in relation to the operational context they operate in and the nature type of their targets. Nowadays, the majority of the armed conflicts are fought in urban areas in the consistent presence of civilians and civilian objects. Deployment and use of autonomous weapons in such context a complex urban environment poses additional challenges and increases significantly the potential of breaches of IHL norms and its principles, more specifically distinction, proportionality and precaution in attack. Such a situation would demand the introduction of further regulations, including by implementing certain policies and risk mitigation measures. On this, we will share our thoughts in the next phase of our phase on the guiding questions. We consider human control to be central to IHL compliance and ethical acceptability of autonomous weapon systems. The extent and type of human control depends on the complexity of the operational environment, on the intricate characteristics of the weapon systems themselves and their capabilities and capacities, and also on the intended use and assignment tasks to be performed. To ensure employment of such weapon systems fully complies with IHL and its key principles, human control must be preserved and retained at the various phases of research, development, validation, deployment and use of autonomous weapon systems. But for us, primarily in the targeting cycle, as ICRC pointed out yesterday, IHL does not technically demand existing human control in all stages, but requires control of the effects use of force of weapon systems. Also, more specific on bullet 5, we appreciate the inclusion of limitations, as it in a way reflects the Para 22 of the last year GG report, which in our view certainly requires further elaboration. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.